And we're back with another Father Son podcast. It's Jeff, the Captain Caveman Dens, and Forrest, the Raging Butterfly Dens. How are you doing today, man?
Good.
Good. How was your, we just did your own little podcast, which we're going to post as well, First and 36. How did you think you did?
Not so good.
Not so good? What was wrong with today's?
I stuttered a lot, and...
And you didn't talk into the mic like you're not talking into the mic now.
Because it's so crooked.
Well, you set the mic. You broke the mic last time, so it's stuck in that unnatural position. But you can move it before you start, which is what you should do. There you go.
Is this better?
Yeah, much better. Now I can hear everything you say. I don't have to keep messing with your gain. I thought it was pretty good. I think you do a pretty good job describing stuff. I think you just talk just a little bit too much, so you get a little bit lost.
I felt a little droning going on in my own self, and I have too much... I have a little bit too much.
Right. It's okay. You're doing good. You did really well describing everything you were talking about, and I think you do very good descriptions and analysis of why you like the players. Just a little bit too much.
Remember catchphrase yesterday?
Yes, I was just going to talk about catchphrase yesterday. You did a great job with describing the words that you were trying to describe in catchphrase. Everyone was pretty impressed by you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the podcast is helping with that a little bit.
You think?
I think so, because you're doing a very good job of describing how you feel and what you're thinking and all kinds of stuff like that.
Do you think that it'll help me in school?
To an extent, I think it'll help you with public speaking a little bit. I think it'll help you speak in groups a little bit better. I'm not sure how much that's going to actually translate to your grade in school, mm-hmm. but it'll definitely help you in life a lot, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe even more than anything else. Because communication is really important in this world. And you're becoming a very good communicator.
Mm-hmm.
Something I've struggled with a lot in my life. So I'm working on it myself.
Didn't you tell me one time that you were in like a special reading class?
Yeah, I was in... I was actually in reading lab or whatever it's called. Resource room, whatever it was called.
Because, didn't you just struggle with spelling stuff?
Yeah, I spelled so bad that I could not, they thought I couldn't read, but I was reading at a very high level when I was in reading lab, so they're reading like Dr. Seuss books and I was reading like Dragonlance books, so.
But you couldn't spell.
I couldn't spell, I still can't spell for shit, dude, I just can't do it. I don't know what's wrong with me, man. There's something wrong with my brain. I don't spell well.
You don't spell, but you can read perfect. Like, yeah. Amazing. You can read. And you have the persistence to read. Some of those books that you read are so long.
And some of them are boring, too, but you learn a lot from it. And I don't know. Reading is very important. I'm glad that you noticed that I read a lot. I like that.
You read so much.
Reading is important.
When you're not playing video games or you're not... advertising yourself, you're reading.
Yeah, I do a lot of reading.
That's like one. That's like top three in your favorite things to do
mm-hmm.
in your free time.
Yep.
No, top four.
What are my top four?
Podcasting, the whole Caveman's Corner thing.
Uh huh.
Video games.
Yeah.
MMA and uh-huh. MMA/working out, and then reading.
I'm not sure video games makes the top four anymore.
Really?
When was the last time you seen me play video games a lot? Besides for today when I was laying in bed because I'm crippled.
I don't know. Because you're busy doing the other stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not in the top four anymore. I think it's down to four. If it is in the top four. Mm-hmm. Video game time has been tough lately.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Kroll's really smashing me in a trophy count.
That new pro wrestling game looks... funny and cool.
Yeah, the one that Mr. Ray's playing.
Yeah. And Dr. Kroll has it too.
Oh, yeah, you're right, he does.
How is it so popular?
I don't know. Because they like wrestling.
It's like a stupid wrestling game.
What do you think about wrestling?
What kind of wrestling?
WWE wrestling. Like pro wrestling. Forrest gave the thumbs down, which you guys can't see.
I think the only wrestler that I'm okay with. Is none of them today because they're more about self-advertising.
Mm-hmm.
But Hulk Hogan was trying to create an image,
mm-hmm.
and I respect that. I don't like the sport, and now that people are becoming more selfish about their own image, it's getting even worse, and it's just fake.
That's what pro wrestling's about, selling an image. That's what the whole rigmarole, the whole thing is all about.
the images are becoming more selfish, and it's not, it's not about being like an American hero. It's more about just being an awesome guy yourself.
Because that's what sells. That's what our whole culture is becoming. It's just a reflection of our culture, really. You're a little sheltered. Mom never really let you watch wrestling, but I grew up watching wrestling, and I was a huge wrestling fan. And it might have sparked me into getting into MMA. I don't know. I wanted to be a pro wrestler when I grew up, but obviously I'm way too small. And I don't know. I don't know. I like it.
You'd probably be fighting some of the girls in pro wrestling.
Some of those girls are probably bigger than me in pro wrestling, to be honest with you, dude. Like, today I was 155.2.
That's usually the biggest you are before a fight.
Nah, usually I'm bigger. Especially when I fight 55. I've been walking around like 68 usually before the fights. I'm just a little bit light this time. I don't know. I feel good, though, except for my face being smashed in today. That kind of sucked. Chipped my tooth in the back. I got a huge chunk of my tooth knocked out today.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it sucks. And it's a holiday weekend, and everyone's off tomorrow except for me. And the dentist is off for sure, so I'm not going to be able to get in there at least till Tuesday at the very earliest.
Your job is so terrible.
Nah, it's all right.
You have, like, you don't even have a full week and all your days off possible.
What do you mean? I had Sunday off this week.
Well, you don't have, like, days that you can take off a whole week.
I do. I have seven vacation days a year. I get 7 days off a year.
But that's also including sick days and stuff, right?
Right, yeah. Well, I get 4 holidays in 7 days because I've been there 5 years now.
So you get 11 days?
No. Well, 4 holidays, so I get off Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, and New Year's. And then I have 7 other days I can use throughout the year. But I was sick once this year. I fought once, so that's 3 days. We went on vacation, that's 4. I took that 1 day off to hang out with you when Mom was out of town, that's 5. This fight is going to be 7, so I'm out of vacation days after this fight.
The whole point of Labor Day, though, is for nobody to work. That's why Labor Day was invented.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's why it's called Labor Day.
Well, I'm going to go labor on Labor Day. So speaking of Labor Day, that means the start of the school year is coming. What do you feel about school?
Oh, 7th grade. It's going to be a big change, and I have a locker, and I don't exactly remember how to do the locker. I hope they gave us a little extra training in the beginning.
Spin to the right, put in a number. Spin to the left, put in a number. Spin
to
the right,
put in a number. You have to spin around 0 3 times, though, to reset your progress.
Okay.
I don't know.
You just kick it really hard and it'll open.
I really hope nobody jams my locker.
You're going to jam it with all your junk. You're glad you're doing better cleaning your room. You had a great summer of doing chores that I asked you to do, so I'm pretty proud of this summer.
I finished my book summaries, too. Now all that's left is to label my stuff, and then I'm done.
Cool. You're going to be 12 soon?
Yes.
I'm fighting on your birthday. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I'll try and bring you home a win. And if I do win, I'm going to steal a mic out of that guy's hand. I'll be like, happy birthday, Forrest. if I lose, I still wish you a happy birthday. And no matter what, it's still the day that you were born and you were brought into this world. And birthdays are really special to me. I want you to know that.
Did Mom tell you what I want my birthday cake to be?
No.
It's going to be probably a white cake with chocolate frosting. With a white fondant over it, and then the bill symbol, but the light blue is replaced by navy blue and fondant.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I like that.
I don't know why. I don't like the shade of blue that the bills use. It's just so terrible.
Yeah. Well, I want you to know that to me, birthdays are really important, and I'm glad that you took care of your mom on her birthday. And we did a podcast for her and stuff. That was good. But it's the day that you're born, so I can celebrate your birth, man. You mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
And I really love you a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry that I have to fight on your birthday, but hopefully I come home and bring back a win.
Trying to get to 500, baby.
Yeah, this will be 500 when I submit this guy. Hopefully I submit him. You never know. It's a fight game, right? I could come out different or messed up. And if I do, I want to say to you now, I'm fully functional, that I love you, and happy birthday, all right? So if I'm all messed up, and you're upset, and we're not really talking too good because my brain's a little scrambled, listen to this podcast on your birthday. And I wish you a happy birthday, man. I love you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you, Dad.
All right. Very cool. You're not nervous about school or just...
I'm just not happy about school coming because, I mean, it was a great summer. Probably my best summer yet.
This is probably your first summer of independence because it's the first time you're really able to stay home on your own and enjoy peace.
Yeah, it was my favorite summer so far. So I'm sad to see it go.
Yeah, as you get older, your summers are going to get better and better and better until you're an adult, and then they're going to suck because then you're going to have to work.
Still, yeah.
But for now, enjoy it, man. This is a time of your life that you should be enjoying. Mm-hmm. Make sure you live the most out of it. Play video games, dude. I don't care. I want you to still be a good person and still read and do stuff, but I want you to have fun too, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're at the time in your life now where you can have fun and you don't have a lot of responsibilities right now. So live it up now, man. Live it up. Because when you're my age, dude, not going to have a lot of time to do anything you want. I don't have time to spend time with you, and you're like one of the most precious things in my life to me, right?
You really only have time from like 0 to 18 and then all the way up until 65 for normal people that can retire at 65 till you're dead. And that's the only free time you really get.
Well, normal people have a lot more free time than me. Most people don't overbook their schedule and work like 3 jobs and do everything that I do.
Well, still, I'm a pretty
unique person.
When you're working a full-time job, you're a parent. I mean, it's still a lot of work and you still don't get as much free time as...
I don't know. What's 40 hours a week, dude? I work like 50-something hours a week. But even that's not that many hours out of the day, right? A normal person will be home by 4:30. You get workout in, it's 5:30, 6 o'clock. That's still like 4 or 5 hours, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's a little bit tough for me because as soon as I get out of work, I got to run home, change. I go run and do the jiu-jitsu class, which is great. Now that you take the class, that I get to spend that 45 minutes with you there too. Mm-hmm. And I get to watch you grow and struggle. And it's just a microcosm of your growth, watching you go through class. So I watch you struggle with leadership. I watch you struggle with a lot of stuff. And then you grow up and... You look great in class. Sometimes you have a good day, sometimes you have bad days. It's just regular life. I get to experience you as a person because I can look back as a coach instead of a dad, and I see you interact with people your own age, right? Or younger a little bit sometimes, or older a little bit. And then...
There's nobody really my age.
Yeah.
Then, most of the people are either older or younger.
Yeah.
At least a year.
Uh-huh. Well, a year is not really that big of a deal. That's still your age group. I mean, you hang out with Dylan Ferrant. He's like 4 years younger than you, and you guys do great. And then, then I go train after both those classes. And then, you know, it's 8, 9 o'clock already. Then I go lift. You know, it's like 10 when I get home. Then we eat. Yeah, so then it's like 11 and you're already going to bed. And then I do my other stuff, like at 11. And then I need to, like, do stuff for kids' class. I need to edit podcasts. I need to type stuff for stuff. I need to research my fight opponents. I watch jiu-jitsu videos. I stretch, I relax, and, you know, it's already midnight, 1 o'clock, and then you got to be up again at 5 to start your next day, you know? Days go by quick. But
no wonder you drink like 6 energy drinks a day.
But I just want you to know I'm a really busy guy, man, but I'm never too busy for you. So if you ever need anything, anytime, I'm here for you, all right?
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. If it's important, I can take time away. You're the most important thing in my life right now. So if I ever need to take time away from something, I will do that. But it's for you. And make sure you have that power, but make sure you use it when you need it. You know, I'll always be here for you. And I always try and make your stuff the best I can. Sometimes I don't really worry about the concert so much, especially like the school ones where you're not really doing a lot in it. But like I try not to miss piano recitals. I try not to miss practices, you know. Like I always try to make your soccer practices even. You know how rough it was to make that, too, running back and forth and giving up time. And, dude, it's so worth it to watch you grow. And your birthday's coming up soon. I want to make sure. I don't know once school starts how much time we'll have for these podcasts. So I figure tonight's a great night to do it. It's Labor Day weekend. School's starting soon. It's our last chance to really sit down and talk a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right? Super cool. Don't look like you're going to cry, man. You're awesome.
Not the last time we could do a podcast before the school year. I mean, we could do them during.
Yeah, maybe.
Not too hard.
Unless I'm fighting. Yeah. And that's going to be tough because you're going to have to go to bed earlier. You got to have like a regular schedule. that's something I'm trying to put into my own life, trying to get to bed a little bit earlier and sleep a little bit more. I need a little bit more recovery time, I think. Maybe my teeth won't fall out so much if I sleep.
Drink milk.
Yeah. Nah, it was a good shot, man. I took a pretty heavy shot and my teeth cracked together and it just came out. I was a little like wobbly too. It was a good shot. It was a pretty heavy shot. I didn't have a mouthpiece in, so you know how it goes. It's wrestling practice. I didn't think I was going to really take a good strike. But, you know, I should know better. It happens. That's how I lost my front four teeth too. Not Uncle Primo need me like that. Yeah.
You lost so many teeth.
I did lose a lot of teeth. I don't have very good teeth. I'm glad you have good, strong teeth, but my mom and dad don't have good teeth. I'm glad your mom has good teeth, and you inherited that. You know, because my teeth are weak, and they fall out, and, you know, Uncle Mike's got bad teeth. And
you could probably get something to help you with that.
Yeah. Even the dentist was like, man, when you're done fighting, we'll come fix up your teeth. Because they get knocked out, dude. Like, it's tough. It's a sport, and it damages your gums when you get hit in the face all the time. So there's a lot of hidden. It does. It damages your gums. It makes your teeth looser. Gives you dental problems. It really, really does. I've talked to a lot of people about it. And
did your dentist really say that?
Or yeah, my dentist really said that. Actually, two dentists that I went to said that.
When you're done fighting, they'll fix you up?
Yeah, they're just going to fix when you're done fighting because a lot of the stuff that they fix is not as stable as your original teeth.
Nothing can be as stable as your original teeth.
So when they come back in and they get knocked out again, then it does more damage and it's just easier to do it all at once, you know?
Yeah, your teeth are like the strongest bones in your body.
Yeah. Well, not my teeth. My teeth are like weak. They're weak like Mickey Gaskin's butt control. Oh,
I thought you were going to just say legs.
Yeah, no, nah, they're not. Mickey Gaskin's sometimes got big legs when he works them out. So what else is going on? Anything new?
Not really.
Anything?
Been a long podcast.
Yeah. Anything you want to talk about?
No.
Talk about everything you want to talk about? Yeah. How do you like the football podcast? Do you like being in charge of your own podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just need to get better at it.
Yeah, I sucked at the first couple, too. If you go back and listen to my first three or four, you know, they get better every time. Just like everything you do, the more you talk and the more you work on expressing yourself, the better it'll be. You do a great job expressing yourself, but maybe putting together a presentation.
Yeah.
Like, when I do podcasts now, I don't generally even have a outline of what I'm going to do. I just kind of do it from my hips. I think about it before I do it, and I know general questions I want to ask. But when you start talking, things come out, and you flow, and things change. You know, like, when I was asking questions, I took you out of what you were going to say, and then you lost yourself on your sheet. Sometimes having all that stuff is not always a great way to do it. But then sometimes it is a great way because when I'm done and I get done with the podcast and I'm sitting down and people are listening to it and they're messaging and they're like, why didn't you ask that? And you're like, oh, shit, I meant to ask that. And I just didn't do it because I forgot, you know, because my memory's not so good either.
You know what would be good? Like, if you folded a piece of cardstock together instead and just wrote the most basic thing you could and just put it in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I keep notes depending on how important a guest is on K-Man's Corner. So when we get famous people, I kind of have a little bit of outline to make sure there's questions I want to ask.
Like Dan Severn?
Yeah, Dan Severn was one. But, dude, Dan Severn's hard to talk to because he's got that pro wrestling thing going on. And, like, it takes 10, 15, 20 minutes to talk with him before he starts dropping his shtick. You know, he's like this character that he pretends to be. And then to get to the real Dan Severn, you have to talk with him and let him know that you're not an asshat and you kind of know the sport. And it's just tough. Some of these guys, like, they do so many interviews, they don't really care, too, you know. But once they talk to me and Ray, we usually get them to open up. Probably because we're so weird and non-professional. And
plus, your podcasts are, like, 6 hours.
Yeah, some of them are pretty long. I like to talk, man. What can I say? There's not too much stuff I'd rather do than sit here right now and talk with you.
Yeah.
And it just kind of makes my day because we don't really talk in real life.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like, if we didn't have these microphones in front of us, we wouldn't have not talked today.
We might have.
No, we wouldn't have.
Game of Madden.
Yeah, we'd make jokes to each other on Madden, but we wouldn't talk about anything deep.
Yeah.
And one of the great things about doing this podcast with you is I get to know you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're doing these podcasts, don't talk to the audience and try and be like the cool kid. Just be you. And that's what people really want to hear anyways, you know? Like, I used to try and be caveman when I did these podcasts. And now, sometimes I still do it, depending on who I'm talking to. Like, on Caveman's Corner, I'm a little bit crazier than I would normally be. When I did My Balls Hurt, I was like, that is like my most outrageous me, you know? But it is who it is. They're different, you know, sometimes you feel crazy, and so you do a crazy podcast. Sometimes you feel normal, so you do a normal podcast. But these podcasts are special because it's us bonding. And they're not always even deep, but there's a deep emotional connection that we share, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like father-son time. And I really think that fathers and sons used to talk like this in the old days, like before there's all this technology and radio and like all the bullshit in the world. I think fathers and sons sat down, I think they talk like this, at least a little bit, or they talk like this over work. And I think there's a missing society, and I'd like to do this with you as much as we can, because I feel great about it.
I think parents talking to their kids in general, father-son, father-daughter, mother-son, mother-daughter, I think it's all being lost in today's culture. Like, first of all, there's not enough time. Second of all, sometimes you're talking over in a phone.
Right. Well, the phone is all right, too. I mean, we could do this over the phone and be the same exact thing, but I think...
Text message, though.
Yeah. Well, text is not really a very good communicator because you can't really express your emotions. I mean, you can use emotes, but it's not the same. You can't... Like, a sentence can mean a lot of different things, you know, depending on the tone of the voice. And that gets lost in text all the time. If you don't believe that, you should look at when me and Mom are fighting sometimes. Like, look at our text. We're both trying to be nice, and we both read it as we're both angry at each other, you know? And we come home, we're yelling at each other, but really, neither one of us meant to be like that. And it's just, like, the text is just not a good communication device. It's good for expressing something quick, but it's not good for deep conversations or arguments.
Or, like, convenient stuff, like,
today. Yeah, pick this up. Yeah, that's good for stuff like that, because then it's not a recorded message.
Or do you want something from the store?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stuff like that.
Text messaging is 100% for that, more like 0% for deep talking.
Yeah. Anything else?
No. This is a really long podcast.
When you were trying to get out here, you just did like 80 minutes of your stupid football one.
40.
The other one was like an hour. You did good.
And the football podcast was not very good.
It was okay. It started out strong. Got a little shaky in the middle when you...
It's like a long field goal.
Yeah. It was... You started out with a touchdown, and then it went to like a defensive battle. When you get flustered, take 1 second and just talk again. Don't get so flustered and apologize. Like, it's okay. All right? Mm-hmm. If we start getting these and you get a lot of viewership, we'll edit out the pauses and stuff, too. I'm not going to do it because it's a really lot of work.
Yeah.
And I got the fight coming up, and I'm just going to post them because I want people to listen to them. But as you develop an audience, we'll edit them, and we'll make them sound good. And, you know, we'll add a lot of stuff to it. We'll make it your thing. I think we should do a weekly football one, maybe, during the week. We'll do, like, maybe the Bills game. We'll just sit down. We'll talk about the Bills and anything else going on in the NFL that you want to talk about. So once a week after the Bills game on Sunday, we will sit down and we'll do a podcast about football.
Those are going to be quick.
Yeah, they'll be quick. Oh, Bills sucked again. All right, let's talk about something else. And then after that, we'll try and do at least one father-son podcast a week and just talk about the week.
Yeah.
All right. So that's
amazing.
That's our future goals for the podcast for everyone listening. If you're listening and you have a kid and you talk to me about listening to these podcasts, take a couple of seconds and talk to your kids. They're not like, they're little humans. They understand what you mean. Sometimes it doesn't seem like they really get what you're saying, but we talk to Forrest and you see how he turned out. And we just treat them like the humans that they are. Talk to them. Sometimes if they're like little, you have to talk to them on their level, but talk to them and be honest with them. Explain your failings. Like, I tell Forrest all the time, like, stuff I'm terrible at, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not so good at a lot of stuff.
And you Forrest, make it funny.
Yeah, I do make it funny because that's my nature, right? I try and make everything funny.
It's easier when you can make your failings funny.
Yeah.
It's not as easy when you're really, like, admitting it.
Yeah. I would have made something funny about the door. I'd be like, yo, I added a design to the door, Dad. I think we may have a problem with the design. It might be a flaw, but I definitely put my own artistic license on the door. I would have said something like that probably if I broke the door. Right?
Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you for being the honest, awesome kid that you are. I love you, and we're out of here.